It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Driscoll coming up in about 15 minutes. We were just talking about Rob's question. Rob in the 210, San Antonio. Bill, when will we see, let's say, a school get a gambling sponsorship? Meaning a sports book and a financial agreement with a school. And I was saying, I wouldn't be surprised. That's going to happen someday. Coach's Hot Seat says, Bill, your boy, Rick George, has already done this. I had not seen this article. I will admit I had not seen this. This is from 2 years ago, September of 2020. To boost their resources, and again, Coach's Hot Seat provides the link, USA Today article. To boost their resources at a time of rising financial uncertainty. Remember, this is September of 2020. So we're dealing with the virus. We're dealing with people saying they're not going to play. We're dealing with financial problems at the schools and university employees getting let go in the athletic department. Colorado Buffaloes have reached a 5-year sponsorship deal with an online sports betting company whose product is still banned for use under NCAA rules. Again, we talked about this for players, coaches, and staff. There's no rule that says something about the school. Under NCAA rules, players, coaches, and staff cannot gamble. If you get caught, it's big trouble. I don't know how they're going to catch you, but again, that's a very strict rule. The deal between Colorado and PointsBet, which, by the way, PointsBet is out of Australia, means Colorado's athletic department will get an undisclosed financial boost from the deal, even as Colorado employees, Colorado University employees, and athletes could get in trouble for becoming sports or PointsBet customers. Yeah, so there's a fine line there. The team, the players, the staff, university employees can't play with that. Okay? Goes on to say, but it's okay apparently as gambling boundaries continue to blur in college sports amid the pressure to bring in more revenue. This is, again, September of 20. Says, by the way, this isn't the first one. William Hill, the sports book, has advertised with UNLV through the school's media rights holder, which is Learfield, a school spokesperson said. Colorado partnership still might be the first high-profile sports gambling deal in major college sports outside of the gambling mecca of Nevada. PointsBet, a company founded in Australia, describes its system as a high-risk, high-reward form of betting. Rick George, my boy, who's the AD at Colorado, known Rick for 30-something years, quote, we supported the state bill that they passed a couple of years ago in Colorado around sports gaming because we believe the integrity of our sports will be stronger now that that's legal. We are partnering with PointsBet because we feel this partnership further increases the integrity of our game. So we were just talking about it, not knowing and not thinking anybody had a big deal or a deal with a sports book or a gambling entity. And 2 years ago, Colorado made news doing this. And I will admit, I did not notice that. Coach's hot seat, Bill, your boy, Rick George, already has a deal at Colorado. You will see more of that. Yeah, you will. NorCal up in Chicago. Bill, didn't this whole NIL deal start with, hey, that's my image on that video game. Look at all those people wearing my jersey. Well, I mean, it started with that kind of talk, but it started with the O'Bannon case, which last summer finally finished up, which ruled you can't prohibit athletes in college from pursuing making money on their name, image, likeness. Once that hit, then basically you just flood the scorched earth. Yeah, that was a legal moment. And once that hit, I mean, and the NCAA was giving up anyways. NCAA knew this was coming. And even the rules that they try and keep in place to keep this somewhat reasonable aren't being policed. And again, folks, I don't see any future in a police force. Now, can we, in a few years, because Gene Smith, we were talking about this on Wednesday, Gene Smith came out here recently, the AD at Ohio State, and said what a lot of people don't want to say because it sounds kind of mean-spirited, sounds kind of rude, sounds like you're big-timing the non-P5 people, but he just came out and said it. He came out and said, I am sick of this. The people that are not P5, the people who do not have our resources, our revenue streams, our TV relationships, should not be voting on legislation that affects us. I'm sick of it. It's time we break away. And I think there's some momentum there. We want more autonomy. Now, they've got a lot of autonomy. Remember, full cost of attendance was about autonomy. Absolutely. The playoffs, that was about autonomy. Mike's Live had a ton to do with both of those. My guy. Not that I agree with him on that, but my guy. Guy I like a lot. God rest his soul. And Gene Smith is saying, look, we can't sustain this. It's not in our best interest. At some point, we have to stop worrying about making sure 350 schools are happy. At some point, we got to stop this. We are the ruling class. Now, he didn't say this. I'm saying, I'm paraphrasing. We're the ruling class. We control the money. We control the TV agreements. We have the resources. Your puny little old vote shouldn't count. Certainly like our vote does. We're going to have to change some things. It's not our job to make sure that Betty Crocker U is happy. It's not our job. Your problem at Betty Crocker U is your problem. It's not our problem. It's not Alabama's problem. It's not Ohio State's problem. It's not Texas's problem. It's your problem. There's a lot of talk there, too. Which means, back to NIL, could we have a setup in a couple of years, 5 years? Let's say about the time Oklahoma and Texas gets to the SEC, which right now we've got 4 more years, unless something changes. Where you have leagues that just go full-fledged, we're autonomous. We control every freaking rule. Every rule. Parameters for name, image, likeness. Parameters for the number of scholarships we divvy out. Parameters for how we determine our league champion. Parameters for how we determine who gets to the playoffs. Parameters for how we rank people. That is very real. NCAA, you can put on your basketball tournament. You can do those things that you do, but we control the rules. And I don't mean the NCAA, which is the member institutions. I mean a league or a couple of leagues get together. Say, we're still our individual leagues, but we're going to unify these rules. That's something that could happen. That absolutely could happen. Gene Smith could get together with Greg Sankey. Could get together with the new guy in the Big 12 since Bowlesby's leaving. That could happen. Now, again, I don't know. Got to remember, Big 10 and Pac 12 are always linked together. So I'm just spitballing that part of it. Maybe it's the Big 10 and the Pac 12 get together and says, here's our autonomous rule book. Here's the way we set it up. We're going to allow 95 football scholarships. Here are the strict NIL rules that everybody has to abide by. Now, again, you have to be able to police this and adjudicate it too, right? But this could be the vision of the future. And then Jack Swarbrick has said, give me about 10 years down the road, and you're going to have schools that have sports-only teams. Meaning they're not flowing in and out of your student population going to English Lit or liberal arts or organic chemistry. They're only there to play sports. They use the name of the school. They're affiliated with the school, but they're sports only. Jack Swarbrick says there will be a day where that is also part of campus life in some places. Now, again, some will choose to go that direction. Some will choose not to. Don't think there's any way Peabody would do that, which would make it even worse for them. They have trouble competing now in some sports. That would make it even worse. Do you think Stanford would go to that? What about Notre Dame? What would that do to Notre Dame? I don't think it would hurt Notre Dame as bad. But again, some will choose, okay, sports only, and then some will say, that's just not what we're about. We're not going to do it. Lot to digest. Yeah, my boy, Rick George, has already done this, man. I swear to you, I didn't even know. How can you be boys with somebody not even know? Huh? I'm glad Coach's Hot Seat linked that, because I'd have done told that story, as we would say in the South. I'd have done did it. Brian Driscoll. As we go to some Notre Dame talk. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's busy, but it's still moving on. 24 are coming past White Creek Pike through the Joelton area. We're keeping an eye on watching that traffic coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County towards Nashville. Ellington Parkway at Douglas still trying to clean up that crash. Had a wreck earlier over there on Briley Parkway near Gallatin Pike. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. Check them out online if you haven't seen that menu in a while at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
At the end of a long, stressful day, you need the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager by True Medic. At last, you don't need to make an appointment for a professional massage. It's portable and rechargeable. Order the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager Plus Heat, designed to deliver a deeply penetrating shiatsu massage to relieve aches and pains. The adjustable arm sleeves give you complete control of the intensity of your massage. The retail price is $299. QVC sells it for $199. But in this special radio offer, it is yours for just $79. Plus, we will throw in free shipping. Enjoy Magic Hands in the comfort of your own home with a recertified demo model, the True Medic Massager. Just $79 with a full one-year manufacturer's warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. True Medic, a brand favored by Oprah and popular with celebrities. Call now or go online for the special radio offer of just $79. Visit www.ordermagichands.com. That's ordermagichands.com. Or call 877-469-1669.
Summer is here, so let's kickstart it together at Lowe's. Shop our Memorial Day savings, where you'll find everything you need under the sun. Protect your soil with a bag of our premium color mulch at a new low price of $2.98. Keep your yard in summer shape and save $20 with your choice of Craftsman blower or trimmer. Was $119, now just $99. The savings are heating up this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 519 through 525. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Mostly clear tonight, low around 72. Sunny tomorrow, high 93. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Brad Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, with us on this Thursday. Always a pleasure. Brian, a million things I hope to get to. I'm sure I'll leave some on the cutting room floor. This class of 23 ranked number one. What's been the secret?
Marcus Freeman. I mean, at the end of the day, that's really it. I mean, every kid we talk to talks about the impact that he has, and Chad Bowden as well, who's the director of recruiting. I mean, I don't think I've talked to a recruit yet. I don't think one of my recruiting analysts has talked to a recruit yet who hasn't mentioned his relationship with Marcus Freeman and Chad Bowden as being a big part of it. Of course, the assistant coaches and the position coaches do a great job, but you know, in order for Notre Dame to be successful, you know, Bill, that's what's needed. That's what's always been needed. It couldn't just be a position coach. You know, you're not going to – just the D-line coach isn't going to go down into Florida and get Keon Keeley and keep Keon Keeley. It's got to be him. It's got to be the coordinator. It's got to be the head coach. It's got to be the recruiting coordinator. And that's what they've done so far. And, look, the other part is they got a great product to sell, right? I mean, 5 straight years of 10-plus wins and 2 playoff appearances and – you know, facilities are outstanding now, the academic piece, all of that kind of fits now, and you finally have a head coach that's willing to put in the grind on the recruiting trail, which is something Notre Dame hasn't had in a, you know, really in 13 years since Charlie Weiss was the head coach.
Quarterback recruiting Dante Moore, and being down here in the South, LSU's had him in, Florida's had him in. Obviously, originally we thought it might be Michigan and Notre Dame, a battle there. What is the latest?
You know, Dante does not like to talk a whole lot, but basically Dante has said from the beginning he was going to take all his visits, and so he's a very thoughtful kid, methodical kid. He's a 4.0 student. He's a kid that's going to, you know, kind of see what's out there. So, you know, I think there's a possibility he could take a visit to A&M, assuming they don't have a quarterback already committed. I know that they're strong with Jaden Rashada, and, you know, there's a possibility he takes an official visit to Miami, which I don't think he's taken an official to Miami just yet, but they're also, you know, pushing for a quarterback. But I still think at the end of the day, this is a Notre Dame battle. I know Oregon's making a hard push, but I think this is a, you know, situation where Notre Dame still is in a good position. They just got to be able to close, because at the end of the day, you know, the class is phenomenal, and it's going to be a top five recruiting class, but for it to really be that truly gap-closing class, Bill, they need to get Dante Moore. He's the key, really, to this thing really, really working and being an elite class that could potentially bring Notre Dame a championship, which is the ultimate goal.
Coming out of spring, and I watched your podcast and watched you analyze it, What were you pleased with, and what were you concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned about quarterback. I obviously not getting a chance to see Tyler Buckner this spring was disappointing. You know, I think he's your future, right? He's the quarterback that's going to take you to that next level or not. Drew Pine's a great kid, but I think Drew Pine kind of keeps you where you've been, right? You know, 10-2, 11-1, beat all the teams you're supposed to beat, which is what Notre Dame has been under Brian Kelly. And that's, you know, that's the key. So not going to see Tyler Buckner was a little bit disappointing. I think the thing that encouraged me the most was the line play was a lot better, and the speed of the team is where you want it to be. This is a team that can run. Now, can they play football? That we're going to find out here over the next, you know, 5-6 months. But this team can run. It's a very athletic team, and you saw some guys come back that didn't play last year that are going to be counted on to do some really impressive things, like Maris Luofau obviously missed last year. So this is a talented team. It's just, can they put it all together and go out and beat some quality teams? Because this is going to be one of the tougher schedules. This is going to be their hardest schedule since 2017. They're not going to be able to go through a whole year and only play one ranked team during the regular season like they did last year.
Freshmen who have a chance to contribute, maybe not start, but they're going to get some reps.
Well, now that Logan Diggs is down, you're going to see Jadarian Price play. He had a great spring. He's a kid from Denison, Texas. Really electric, dynamic back, 5'10", 190. Just every time I talk to somebody close to the program during the spring, they would talk about Jadarian Price. And, of course, he comes out in the spring game and, you know, takes a screen pass 50-plus yards for a touchdown. He's going to have a tremendous opportunity to help him out this year. Tobias Merriweather is a wide receiver from Washington who was my number one ranked player in the class for me personally. He was also SI All-American's number one ranked player for Notre Dame in that class, which was a, you know, top borderline top five class for Notre Dame. I think he finished sixth with 247 Sports and Rivals. He's a guy that they're going to have to play. I mean, he's good enough to play anyway, Bill, but the depth that they have at receiver is just so problematic that he's going to have to play. So I think when I think of freshmen they're going to play, those are the first two guys that pop in my head. And they had a great linebacker class that's going to at very least play special teams. They've got a couple corners they're going to have a chance to play, Jaden Mickey and Benjamin Morrison. But I think Jadarian Price and Tobias Merriweather are the two kids that have the cleanest path to playing time when they get here in the fall.
Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated. I know this question has come up 1,000 times through the decades, but I'll repost it. Considering this environment, Brian, we're in right now, where, man, I mean, it's foot all the way down on the gas and name, image, likeness, freebie transfers, rules changing, NCAA not policing hardly anything. Does any of that affect Notre Dame when it comes to consideration about joining, let's say, the ACC in football?
I don't think so. I think, if anything, it just doubles down on you've got to be unique, right? If you're going to stand out in this world of all the things that you mentioned, right, all those important things, you've got to be unique. You've got to have something that stands out beyond just, hey, we're offering this quarterback from California $2 million a year or whatever the case may be. I mean, Notre Dame is in a situation where you're looking at this transfer portal and everything's going on, but, you know, we've heard all the rumors about Michael Mayer being pursued and Blake Fisher being pursued, but guess what? None of them left, right? I mean, actually, as a matter of fact, Bill, the problem Notre Dame faces right now is they're over the 85 scholarship limit because there was an assumption that some kids were going to jump in the portal, and nobody did. So now they're over the scholarship limit. So they've got until the first week of class to try to figure out how they're going to get down to it, which they'll be able to do, but you've got to do something unique. You've got to stand out some way. You're not going to be able to offer the things, or you're not going to be willing to offer the things some of these other schools can do. So you better have something that stands out. And I still think the fact that they are an independent, they have their own TV deal, they play the schedule they play, those are still those niche things that Notre Dame can use that are effective on the recruiting trail. I mean, with all the things you just mentioned, Notre Dame still has the number one recruiting class in the country, and it's not really close. You know, so obviously the pitch is working. Now Marcus Freeman's got to go out and win some games. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of kids out there that 4-for-40 thing still works for them. Some it won't. But for that, it still will.
Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated. We're talking Notre Dame here on the show. I think a rule we just found out about where they're going to let you catch up if you get way behind on your 85 with more than 25 scholarships. Matter of fact, there's no limit as long as you don't exceed the 85. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a really good idea.
It does, but, you know, it's kind of a thing where the last few years it hasn't really been relevant anyway. I mean, Notre Dame went over 25 a few years ago because of the early enrollee rule. So if you only sign 20 1 year, you can sign 30 the next and just count five of the early enrollees towards the previous class, and now you can go to 30 guys, right? So it hasn't been super, super relevant. And I personally don't love the rule, but I will say this. I do think this is a rule. Of the majority of the rules have been designed to basically help the haves, right? I've said for over a year, the transfer portal thing is basically going to be Bama and Ohio State and teams like that picking off the best players from the teams that aren't that good. And that's exactly what it's turned out to be for the most part, right? Same thing with NIL. It's just going to turn into buying players. Texas A&M's and Alabama's and the programs like that are always going to be able to buy players more than Kentucky or Vanderbilt, right? I think this is the one rule that allows them to those programs to be a little bit more competitive from a number standpoint because you're seeing teams like Alabama, for example, starting to take fewer high school kids because they're taking more portal kids. Well, this allows teams like Vanderbilt and Kentucky and Georgia Tech and Louisville who are having their players poached. It gives them a little bit better opportunity to replenish, and of course that means they're going to be taking away from the Sun Belt and the lower level Power Five teams and the AAC teams and teams like that. So that's going to hurt them and create a wider gap between the haves and the have-nots. But at least it allows some of those Power Five teams to get an opportunity to replenish a little bit more than they otherwise would have when their rosters get poached.
People tend to think when looking at the transfer portal, Brian, that it's simply players not getting to play or maybe there's a problem back home, whatever it might be, just deciding, okay, I'm going to transfer. They don't think about maybe it's the coaches privately encouraging them to leave because we don't think you can play. You're not going to get to play here. My question is, with this new rule, which has no cap on your yearly number, will this perhaps mean coaches run more players off?
I think so, but I don't think the teams that are going to benefit from this are necessarily going to be running people off. You know, I think, you know, Vanderbilt being able to bring in 30 kids, I don't see Vanderbilt running a bunch of dudes off, right? I don't see, you know, Kentucky being in a position to run a bunch of dudes off. And I think, you know, especially for the power conferences, is the SEC to guaranteed 4-year scholarships yet? Or are they still holding out on that? I know a lot of other conferences still have ample, you know, I think the Big Ten now has 4-year guaranteed contracts or scholarships. You can't run kids off. So, you know, there could always be some of that, Bill, but, I mean, anyone who didn't see this coming with the transfer portal just wasn't paying attention or just doesn't know how this thing works. So I've been talking about this from the day that they did it. I said what's going to happen is, and I use Kentucky as an example, but it's turned out to be like Louisville and Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech, but you know, these programs are going to get these kids, and they're going to be 3-star kids that nobody knows about. They're going to go to this smaller school. They're going to have great years as freshmen and sophomores, and bam, next thing you know, they're going to Georgia. You know, Jordan Addison wins the Biletnikoff at Pitt, and he's in the portal going somewhere else, right? I mean, that's what it's turned into, and that's what it always was going to be. And that was one of the easiest things to predict, which is why the one-time transfer rule needs to come back or needs to go. The one-time exception to transfer needs to be done with. That is an absurd rule. It's a stupid rule, and this was always going to be the end result of it. It needs to be changed. You can't go back to the old system because that was also broken, but there needs to be an extensive overhaul of the transfer process, which I've presented a plan for, but I don't think the NCAA is smart enough to do something about it, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, smart enough or care enough. I don't think they care
both.
Enough.
He's both. I think there's a lot of people that really don't know a darn thing about athletics making decisions in the NCAA, and that's a big problem. Because they aren't former coaches or former players. They're administrators or business people or professors that don't know a dang thing and don't listen to people that do. And then some of the people that do know are going to tell them, well, this is what I want because this is what's going to be best for us. And that's why I think it's a combination of both. There's an apathy, there's a cowardice there, well, we don't want to get sued, and then there's also a level of ignorance and incompetence there that just can't be mistaken, and all of it's a horrible, horrible combination.
Brandon Joseph from Northwestern obviously looked good in the spring, had a very good career at Northwestern, from College Station, Texas. I know you can't replace Keith Hamilton and that kind of ability, but what would be a comp for him? Is he a a bigger version of Alohi Gilman? What is he?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think he's, you know, he reminds me more of Harrison Smith. You know, he's a steady, he's athletic, but he's also smart. You know, he's a kid that's always around the ball. You know, he's a kid that understands this is my job. I got to do it at a high level. He's a great communicator. The thing about Kyle Hamilton, you know, Kyle was a phenomenal talent, but the way Kyle played, you kind of had to let him be a bit of a unicorn. You kind of had to let him freelance. You kind of, you know, used him to do a lot of different things. And so I don't think it necessarily was always, the way you used him necessarily benefited the rest of the secondary. I think Brandon Fitz is more of a piece to a cog as opposed to a unicorn that you've got to try to find ways to get near the ball. I think he can just do it within the framework of the defense, which I think should help the secondary a lot better. So his all-around game is something I really, really like and think is going to benefit this team. But he had a phenomenal spring, not just the blue-gold game, which, I mean, Bill, I think you know my stance now after all these years. I don't care what a guy does in the spring game. It's a fun scrimmage. But it's when you hear about a guy doing things the first 14 practices, then you see it in the spring game when you start to say, okay. But, I mean, I've heard people that he had a couple picks every practice he was at, which, you know, is not great for the quarterbacks, but it's great for him. And I think he's going to – in the secondary play, if you look, go back and look, the safeties played well after Kyle Hamilton went down, not because he was hurt, but you had a couple guys that moved over, one from corner, one from receiver, like right in the middle of the season. And that was just the time that they started to kind of figure it out is why it got better. It wasn't because Kyle was out. Well, now those guys have a full year of safety under their belt. You've got Brandon Joseph, the veterans, D.J. Brown, and Houston Griff at their back. So the safety position is looking good. I don't think it's going to be the problem that normally would be when you lose a player, Kyle Hamilton's talent.
Brian, we'll let you run, sir. Tell everybody how they can get all your content.
Very easy. IrishBreakdown.com is where you can get our website. And then if you go to YouTube or anywhere you listen to podcasts, look for Irish Breakdown. You'll be able to find us. We have daily YouTube shows. We have podcasts coming out every day. And, of course, we have, I believe, the best Notre Dame content that you will find anywhere at IrishBreakdown.com.
Good stuff, Brian. We'll see you next time, man.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Brian Driscoll, very, very good. Outstanding. Covered it pretty good there. Now, again, it's May, and recruiting classes can switch a whole lot between now and December. We know that. And it's going to be tough to hang on to that number one slot with Alabama coming, charging Georgia, Ohio State, all those teams. But it's a good class. Regardless of what the number might be at the end, it's still an outstanding class today. Don't get a quarterback in there with a quarterback problem already on campus. That's a problem, though. Don't get Dante Moore. That's a problem. And you still need to keep adding skill players. Need more of that. You need guys that are dudes. Multiple dudes at those skill positions. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume on 65 here at Trinity Lane. Still looks good. 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. Just lots of radar out here in some really weird places. 24 still moving, coming in from the Jolton area. Putting the final touches on a crash at Logan and Thompson Lane. Gallatin Avenue and McKinney Avenue still had traffic blocked there in East Nashville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at all their locations. Check out that menu at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel? Sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio. Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Before I get the call, Barry Trammell and the Oklahoman columnist, he's really good. Something I have been saying for months. And it's a column by him, and I'll just give you the headlines. Will Brent Venables give Jeff Lebby, we're talking OU, free rein with the hurry-up offense? Surely Venables knows it comes at a cost. I hear an echo somewhere. I hear an echo. What? That come from me? Something's got to give there, y'all. I don't know what it is, but if you're bringing in a defensive guy to fix the defense, you can't run the hurry up and score 50 and fix the defense at the same time. Something has to give there. I'm sure they have a plan. I haven't heard the plan. I've asked about the plan about 50 times. Haven't heard anything, though. I'm not saying they won't be successful. I am not saying that at all. If you're a Boomer Sooner fan, that is not what I'm saying. I am saying I am intrigued. How is this going to fit together? That's my question. Bunch of baseball tonight. Because this is the last series, so I'm sure they all want to go Thursday through Saturday, right? Cosby Counterman, welcome in.
Get that gator down to the Little Harpeth because we're going back to the 90s over there in the Mid-Stateville.
93 coming up. Wow.
Got the AC guy on speed dial there, Bill. Get a little warm. Get a little toasty.
Hope that Freon's not low.
Keep that gas and that 550 diesel handy for that Gator.
That's right.
Shopping for the EVs.
That's right.
Hey, Bill, hadn't really had a chance to talk with you since the latest dealings with Scott Ramsey and the Music City rip-off people on this Virginia deal. But before I do, I forgot to mention, I know you finished up at Lipscomb, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Boy, speaking of the Boulevard, boy, it was a long night for the Belmont dudes. Won it 18-0. Pretty rough, wasn't it?
Every time I looked up, somebody I never heard of was running around the bases.
Yeah. Did Belmont play Peabody this year?
I'm sure they did, yes.
You don't know how they did or anything?
Peabody beat them, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I kind of hated it for those kids, you know, 18-0, that's a little embarrassing. I mean, that's probably the longest night at Bongo Java there on Belmont Boulevard since Hillary got beat.
I know the head coach really well, and I know some of the players on that. Matter of fact, the best player on that team, Lipscomb, played on our, not Trey Lipscomb, but the kid on the Belmont team, played at our high school.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Bill, I'll go bean counter for you real quick, a little trivia. You might not be aware of this. Last number one seed to win the College World Series was Miami in 1999.
Right.
So just get to Omaha and eat those steaks, right? Call up Kitty over there over the piano and have some fun.
It's hard to win, man. It is.
Hey, Bill, this deal with the Music City Bowl ripoff, you know, Tennessee fans got really screwed on that scrub bowl game that Nashville puts on with the sorry field over there at Titan Stadium, slipping all over the place. A lot of people are not happy about that, Bill. You got a thought about that? I mean, BYU came close to Tennessee and you don't give them the return. I mean, that's wuss out city, isn't it?
I mean, that hadn't been a big topic here at all, but
what Scott Ramsey's going to do, Bill? He's going to do that damn dynamic pricing and $350 lower deck seats to see Amaleva's first game. You know that's what's coming. You know that's what they're thinking.
You got that kind of money. It's not a big deal.
You don't pay $2 million for that ball game, Bill, to Danny White, and I'll get your money back somewhere. So what, are they going to skin the Tennessee fans again?
Just buy that smaller bottle of Dickel. That'll save you some money.
Is Gene Smith and those dudes, they going to let Amaleva play for us, or are the cops going to show up 5 years late and let Alabama play million-dollar quarterbacks and crack it down on Amaleva? Is that what's going to happen?
They're going to take that $8 million is what they're going to do.
Yeah, the athletic reporters aren't going to let Amaleva play. Is that how that's going to shake out? Hey, one thing before you, Bill, on Notre Dame. Listen to you, Notre Dame guy there, a segment or two back.
Right.
That's a god-awful hire, speaking of God squad. That's a horrible hire, isn't it?
Which hire?
This new Notre Dame coach, it's no name. What's that guy's name?
Marcus Freeman.
He's Notre Dame people. Oh, we can get anybody we want. Great, you know, we're Notre Dame. Do you ever think you lived this in the day Notre Dame hired a coach without head coaching experience?
Well, they hired a high school guy. Remember that?
Yeah, How'd that work?
Not good.
How'd Ty Willingham work out?
He had head coaching experience, though.
Yeah, did he? Well, I just know these Notre Dame fans want to huff and puff about how they can get anybody they want, and they get a dude that nobody couldn't pick him out if he was a third in line at Baja Burrito. Wouldn't even know him. and you know, the kicker, Bill, as I always say, Kiffin was one call away. Blake James down at Miami, Uncle Luke, Uncle Cattleman, was telling Blake James, hire Kiffin, what he do. He hired Manny Diaz, and now he's probably sitting there with Mike Hamilton working for his nonprofit, putting mosquito nets up in Africa or something. Kiffin's one call away, but let's hire the no-name. Explain that to me, Bill.
I got no answers. You gone? Did we lose him? All right. I think he hung up. Gosh. The Cosby Cattlemen, y'all. By the way, the Dow was down. It got down into the low 100s. It's up. Not up. It's. I was going to say up to the 400s, but I mean in the red. It's 415 in the red right now, the Dow. It is gross. 430. I mean, it just keeps plummeting. One more. I feel like we've done our job today. I feel complete. I feel whole. I don't know what else we could have put in there today. I don't know what else we could have packed in to the minutes we're allotted every day. I'm sure I'll think of something, but I think we packed it in there pretty good. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume on 65 here at Trinity Lane. Still looks good. 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. Just lots of radar out here in some really weird places. 24 still moving, coming in from the Jolton area. Putting the final touches on a crash at Logan and Thompson Lane. Gallatin Avenue and McKinney Avenue still had traffic blocked there in East Nashville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at all their locations. Check out that menu at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Mostly clear tonight, low around 72. Sunny tomorrow, high 93. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
What did he say? Marcus Freeman was third in line at the Baja Burrito? Is that what he said? The Cosby Cattleman, again, equal opportunity critiquer, equal opportunity basher. Yes, he loves his Vols, but he hates them too. And he hates everybody else too. He spreads it out pretty equal, though. You may not think so because you hear him talking about one team and it's your team and it makes you mad. I understand that. But whether you want to admit it or not, he's pretty even-handed when he's dishing out the critique. He doesn't really spare anybody. Well, he doesn't critique Baby Kiff. That's true. That there's one on his list that gets spared. Baby Kiff gets spared. Pat, who'd you say we have? Armageddon is checking in today on this Thursday edition. Welcome in.
Bill, you know, when you're a driver rocking and rolling all over the 615, you know, every once in a while, one day you might get a call from a different area code.
Yeah.
Greetings from Tony Ballsland, Bill.
So you got an East Tennessee gig?
Yes, sir. I'm about 50 miles from Lindsey Nelson right now in Mosheim, Tennessee.
So somebody needed a ride from what, the 615 all the way? Are you picking somebody else up and bringing them in?
Brought them up last night, coming back today, Bill.
Oh, nice.
I looked for Tony Valls. We rolled into K-Town last night, Bill, and I went over to the Copper Cellar and, you know, kind of kicked it up on the strip and looked for Tony Valls, but he'd already bolted out of town to Cowtown, I think, Bill.
Yeah. No, they played tonight, so he'd been gone.
Bill, have you ever been to Starkville, Mississippi?
Yes.
What's your opinion? Just the town in general.
If you're from there, you'll fight somebody over it because you're proud. If you're not from there, you can't imagine living there. That's Starkville. It is.
You think, you know,
those people,
as a fan of another SEC team, Bill, you think, good gosh, they must have to cheat down here to get players to come here.
It's a very territorial thing, and it makes them really mad. If you're from there, that really makes them mad. And I get it. That's their love. But if you're not from there, you cannot imagine what it would be like to live there. See, my boy, he still got a house there. Stansberry still got a house there when he was the coaster all those years. He liked it. He's not from there. He's from Kentucky. But it's just, you got to be from there, I think.
Well, Bill, we got Corbs and the Bayou boys at the Hawk tonight, so it'll be interesting. You know, I think, Bill, this is a really important series as far as, I think both teams, where I think Vandy is on the good side of the fence as far as hosting, it's important for LSU, too. Quite frankly, the winner of this series, you know, could host, and the loser may hit the road. Who knows?
LSU is still not a very consistent team, and defensively they're awful. Blake was talking about this yesterday. They boot the ball all over the joint. Vanderbilt ought to take two of three of these. Something's wrong if they don't.
To honor Cosby Cattleman up here, you know, you go towards Asheville to get to Cosby, correct?
Correct.
I headed the other way, you know, to split there off 81 North. But to honor him, you know, I'll try to go find me a watering hole this morning, Bill. Maybe I'll drink me a little Dickel.
All right. We'll see you, man.
Have a good day, Bill.
You too. The Cosby Cattleman. I'm not saying you have to like him. Maybe you don't. But he's going to be on this show. Whether you like him or if you don't, dude is going to be on this show. He calls. He doesn't call every day. What do you think he calls? Patton, you think he calls probably two times a week? Probably on average. Something like that. Clyde from Detroit, who is in the 615. He's got relatives here. Says, Bill, great show. Really enjoyed the guests lineup today. They were good. And I knew they would. Oh, tomorrow, let me just plug away. Part of your job when you do a show is plugging things, promoting things, right? Tomorrow, Ole Miss Evie, the angelic tones of Evie, will be with us. Kevin Hagan checks in tomorrow, talking Alabama and Brett. BradPowerSports.com. Brad will be with us. Any of your handicapping stuff. Safer Hour 3 tomorrow. We'll get that right on these airwaves. Market has been down as much as close to 500 points. Yesterday it closed down close to 1,200 points in the red. The down cycle is sustaining. It's been this way for weeks now, many weeks, and I don't think we found the bottom yet. A mistake would be thinking you can find the bottom. Do not trade or invest based on, I think I found the bottom. That is a futile exercise. If there's a reversal, you'll notice it. You don't have to find the bottom. Now, if you don't care about the bottom, then go short. I'd say over the last month, if you went short every day, you'd probably be batting 700, 750 right now. There'll be some green rent days where you're going to lose. But if you just stayed short during this stretch, your percentages would be pretty good. At Patton underscore Cook. At Bill is King. My boy Elon is punking the establishment. And it is so funny. Oh. I didn't know my boy had all this in him. I just talk about Tesla. That's all I do. I had no idea my boy had all this in him. The entertainment I'm getting from this is priceless. Don't slow up, dude. Not going to short you. Lodge Pop.